LNB's audio diary. What am I doing wrong here? Oh, I'm already there. All right. We'll do that. Okay. Sorry about that. LNB's audio diary for the 5th of February, 2024. It is a Monday, and it's about 7:45 in the morning. I am on my way to the shelter to take care of the rabbit. And I don't think I have anywhere else to go in town. I usually call when I leave because if I'm in town, you know, it'll be more convenient to pick up things or run errands. I usually call home and see if anybody's got any ideas at that stage. Usually they don't, but sometimes I get ideas. Always got ideas. Speaking of which, okay, this is going to be another long chat about the Star Drifter role-playing game. I was watching some more videos on YouTube about role-playing game design and construction. And once again, Professor Dungeon Master, an older video of his, seemed to ring true for me. Guy's turning into my guru. I don't know, that's a disturbing trend. Thought I was past all that sort of stuff. I thought, in fact, I was never much of a follower, but this made sense, and I thought I'd try it. Now, he was specifically talking about D&D, and this video was talking about how he has dropped initiative roles in his game. He doesn't use them at all, and he finds that it speeds a fight up, a conflict up, and makes it a little more realistic in his mind. And I watched it, and I was like, you know, there's some merit to that. It seems like an interesting idea. And I thought and thought for a bit about how it might apply to the Star Drifter role-playing game, and I realized that it applies perfectly. There were a couple of kinks to iron out, because initiative is not derived in exactly the same manner in Star Drifter as it is in some other games. In Star Drifter, at least the version I'm working on now, initiative is derived by you roll a 20-sided die and then you add your initdiff score, right? Now, initdiff stands for initiative differential, and that's derived by whatever skill you're applying to the situation, right? It's usually a combat skill, but it doesn't have to be. In the middle of combat, you can do other things if you choose to. And, you know, use other skills, that sort of stuff. And if you use another skill, there is an initiative differential or a nit diff that has been derived. When you took the skill, you determined what the init diff was. So you apply that and you add that to your score. And the lowest score is in that round of combat, the lowest score is the one that goes first. And then the next lowest, and then the next lowest, and then the next lowest, right? And the reason I came up with that was I wanted a random quality to be involved, but I also wanted your skill to be involved. Like, you know, the better you get at doing something, the faster you're likely to be in a crisis or in a fight in order to do it, right? You know, so if you're, you know, the better you get at your gun, the faster you're going to be at drawing it and using it. That sort of concept. That was my thinking. I think it's valid thinking, but in practice, it slows combat way, way, way down, right? Way down. The other day, as you know, you may or may not recall, the other day when I did some playtesting on my own, I went through 4 rounds of combat, and it took me 3 hours. Just about 3 hours to do 4 rounds of combat. Last night I tested this system. It was just a test. I haven't written anything down, not a single thing yet. But I tested the idea of getting rid of initiative in Star Drifter. And I did 7 rounds of combat in about an hour. That's a considerable speed up. That's a considerable speed up. And it took an hour because there were a lot of characters involved. I had 4 player characters, versus 7 NPCs, right? So that's 11 characters that I'm rolling for in determining how the fight is going to go. So that is going to take time, especially since I'm the one doing it all. You know, if you have different players in there, if at least the player characters were all run by different characters, you know, different players, different people, human beings, you know, that would be 4 dice rolls I don't have to think about, 4 calculations I don't have to think about, et cetera, right? This is still not fast-paced, and it would be slower yet because at least in the testing, because there were, I didn't really include any advanced rules, you know, aside from this initiative thing. I didn't include, I wasn't counting ammo, I wasn't looking at ranged attack misses, I didn't look at status effects, I didn't look at any of that stuff, right? That would also slow combat down if you're applying all of those. And of course, I have to test all that stuff. So I will be applying that stuff in future tests, right? But, and here's a big one. And I've got one, trust me. It does work. It really does work. Now, there are a couple of things that I found a little off-putting, a little bit off-putting about this. Most specifically, let me jump back for a second and describe how this was laid out to me in the video, all right? The idea here is that instead of initiative, everybody announces what they're going to do, right? This is what I'm going to do this round. The players announce that, right? And the Game Master. The Game Master, of course, doesn't have to announce anything to the players. That can be a surprise. But it is announced. And in the Game Master's mind, it has to be locked in. They're NPCs. Even if they're not saying what the NPC is going to do, you know, if they don't want to. I think I would. Unless I wanted it to be a real big secret. But, the player characters are locked into what they say they intend to do this round, okay? So I'm going to go and I'm going to shoot at this guy, right? That's what I'm doing this round. I'm going to run up and shoot at this guy because you can do that in a combat round in Star Drifter. You can move up to your maximum movement rate. You can attack or use another skill, and you can do a small action like reload or stuff, and you can always talk. You can talk to anybody at any time during, you know, like you have your big long anime monologues during the middle of the fight. So I'm going to run up and I'm going to shoot this guy. That's what I'm doing, and you're locked into that. Next, you just go and do it. Everybody runs and does what they say they're going to do, right, or tries to. You all just run and do it. At the same time, combat is simultaneous in this system, right? And everybody rolls dice at that point. Okay, so all the player characters and all the NPCs involved in the fight, they roll dice at that point. And everything is happening at the same time, right? Now then, despite that concept, there are times when certain things are going to happen before other things, right? So in some of the versions of the, because I was reading comments and other people have applied different versions of this in that video. Some people have a strict order of action, right? It all happens simultaneously, technically speaking, but some things are faster than others and they happen faster than others, all right? So some people say ranged spells and, you know, or ranged combat and spells go first. Then melee weapons or melee combat, and then maybe movement or it's, you know, place that in whatever order you think makes the most sense, right? These things all happen in a particular order, but you're not rolling dice to see who's going first. You're just doing that, you know. So the Game Master would say, okay, who's shooting a bow? And, you know, that person goes. Who's casting a spell? Then that person goes. Who's attacking? That person goes. Who's moving? That person goes, right? That sort of stuff is, you know, how it may play out, right? So there is an order to how these things are going, right? And the same applies to the bad guys, the NPCs, right? Well, I don't do that, right? Or at least that's not a way I'm going to go, because I, again, I have an init diff, right? So how does the init diff, because I still want your skills, this is a skill-based game, I want your skills to make a difference, right? Well, if everything, ooh, this guy, too fast. If your skills make a difference, but combat is simultaneous, there are going to be times when it's very, it, you have to know what came first and what came second, right? That's when the init diff comes in. So, I am going to implement, like, whenever there's a definitive result of a combat round, that's when you determine the order of action, right? And definitive would mean somebody gets killed or knocked out, unconscious, rendered unconscious, or something else that will stop or interrupt the fight right then and there completely, right? So the way this would play out is I'm fighting you, you're fighting me, we're both attacking at the exact same time, we're not determining initiative or order, so I rolled a hit, you rolled a hit. I hit and kill you, you roll, you hit me, you shoot me, right? Well, normally you would still get your hit in, but because a definitive action that stops the fight occurred, that is your death, I get to roll and see, or we must determine, I should say, we must determine which of those attacks went first. Because if I killed you before you could fire, then I didn't get hurt that round. So that's when a init diff comes in, and we don't need to roll. You look at your init diff score. My init diff might be, you know, say of 8, right? It might be an 8 because my skill level was 12. You know, I'm using a pistol and my skill level is 12 and my init diff is 8. And I'm fighting an NPC with an init diff of 10, right? My 8 beats their 10. My shot got in first, right? Normally, it doesn't matter, right? If I was going to shoot him and he wasn't going to die, he could still shoot me, right? But if I shoot him and he does die, then he can't shoot me and it's done, right? And that works the same way. Now, in my test last night, one of the NPCs comes running up against one of the player characters who'd been badly injured already. This NPC comes up, rolls a natural 1. In D&D, that would be a fumble, but in Star Drifter, that is a critical hit, right? Deadly, that was going to kill the player character. But I'd already stated at the beginning of that round, at least in my head, that another player character was targeting that NPC, right? So this guy comes up, he rolls, and, you know, it's a natural 1. He's, you know, he's going to kill my player character. The other NPC, or the other player character, I'm sorry, I check his init diff versus that NPC's init diff. The player character's init diff is better. He wins that fight. He shoots the guy, kills him before that critical hit can be landed, right? The timing of it mattered in that case. So that's when you stop and determine the order of action. And that's when some sort of initiative or speed of action matters. Now, I have other factors in the game that will add or subtract to speed of action. And that can just be added in, right? Because especially, like early on, you're going to be fighting NPCs that aren't all that difficult for you to fight necessarily. Especially if you have a lot of bonuses for your init, you know, your skill might be high, or maybe you have certain characteristics about you that increase your speed, right? And if that's the case, then you're probably going to win any, you know, any definitive end to the fight, right? And any exchange like that, like you're gonna speed, you're gonna be faster than them if it matters, right? When it comes down to you know, I shot you first, right? That will matter the most at that point, and you're always gonna win. But as your character goes up in level, you're likely going to be fighting tougher and tougher NPCs. And then it does matter, right? Then it's going to make a difference that you have a lot of bonuses on your init diff or on your speed of action because the NPC might be just as just as skilled or have as big a bonus as you do. And you know, there's always going to be tough NPCs. There's going to be big ones, and you're not always you're not always fighting NPCs. You know, again, your actions in a combat round are skill based, right? And the skill doesn't have to be a fighting skill. It could be something else that you're trying to do. You know, you might be trying to shoot somebody who's at a computer. If this guy's like a, you know, Mr. Super Hacker computer guy, he might have a really high skill level in this thing, in which case his init diff might be really short, really small, and smaller is better in this game, especially in this circumstance. He might be able to, like, close the door before your shot goes off, right? Before you can shoot him, he closes the, you know, using, you know, the electronics and stuff, and, you know, closes the hatch in front of you, and then you don't get your shot in. That sort of stuff is possible with this sort of system. And in a you know, it could be determined using initiative too, but that's extra die rolls. So I need to do a lot more testing. A lot more testing, not just with combat, but applying other skills as well. Combat first, just because, you know, this is where is probably going to be used the most, but it needs to work on every front. And I need to test the extra, there are defining characteristics that characters can have, such as speed, that will increase how quickly they can fire or attack or something like that. That sort of stuff needs to be tested, but I think this is a good way to go. I'm gonna test it. If it isn't working, then I drop it. I haven't lost anything, right? But I'm gonna test it a few more times. Maybe with that second half of that big solo play test that I did the other day, where they have to get out of the jail, right? And they're surrounded outside by, you know, these corrupt, you know, police or whatever, law enforcement, or probably military, really. You know, the player characters have to get out with the hostages that were taken, you know, that they're trying to save, right? Maybe I'll apply this in that fight and determine how it works. But I gotta tell you, the results last night were very encouraging. You know, it works as advertised. It sped things up, and it made the fights more exciting. You know, there's more to determine in the course of the fight, even though I'm not dropping dice, right? And initiative was always clunky in Star Drifter. I'm the first to admit it. It was always something I had my eye on fixing, but I didn't really know how to go about it, because I wanted a random element. Now, in a way, the random element, you could say the random element has been removed by getting rid of the die roll, but in a way it isn't, because you don't necessarily know what your opponent has planned to do, right? You know, the player character can announce, I'm going to go do X, Y, and Z, right? And that's fine. That's fine. The player character can do that. But the NPC doesn't necessarily know that that's what you're going to do at the beginning of the fight. And vice versa. You don't necessarily know that the NPC is going to run up, you know, in the playtest last night, I determined that this guy's a cowboy. He's the man, right? In his mind, he's the man. He's the, you know, everybody around him is hiding and taking cover. I did do that last night. But this guy's the man. He's gonna win, right? I'm the tough guy, right? I'm the guy who's gonna solve all this. I'm gonna save us all, right? He's that kind of guy. This one NPC is that guy. So he comes running out, and that's, of course, when he gets shot. So there's a lot here yet to test, but boy, it was exciting. It was much quicker, and I am really going to go forward with this and really see what comes of it, right? What comes of it? A lot of people who are entrenched, especially in D&D, who are entrenched in, initiative roles, apparently they don't like it. Right, because it's different, and they don't necessarily like different, and it can be more brutal. It can be more, you know, final, very quick. You know, that quick and deadly sort of concept. But that's how combat is in Star Drifter. Now, I'm not going to judge D&D. I haven't played modern D&D, so I don't really know. But for Star Drifter, I want combat to be quick and deadly and something to avoid. And this is another step in that direction. So, anyway, I'm at the shelter, so I guess that's it for today.